Welcome to KOAM Presents, a podcast produced by KOAM News Now and the Four States' Most Watched News Team.
Welcome back, guys. The kind of somewhat ending of this short little mini season. Got Anthony Salviello here with us today, closing us out on this MMJ introductions, whatever you want to call it. How you doing, Anthony?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. And I have to ask, and I probably should ask this off mic, but do you go by Tony ever, or is it always Anthony?
I have one person in my immediate family who, according to my mother, is allowed to call me Tony.
Allowed.
Ever since I was a kid, it was, your name is Anthony. No one calls you Tony. I will respond to it, but usually most of the time it's Anthony.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, and I didn't, it was like your wife or something was like, oh, Tony, you know.
No,
but
she's never called me that. I think it was, there was one time where she heard it and she was like, that's weird. I don't think I'm ever going to call you that.
It just sounds not right.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself. I know, like you said, recently married, or have you?
My wife and I, Courtney with a K. That's an important distinction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's an important distinction. We got married in October of 2022, so we've been married just less than a year now. So we're coming up on our first anniversary.
Congratulations!
Thank you very much. And it's been really cool. Yeah, we met at MSU. We met in a class together. We'd actually known about each other a little bit before. Mm-hmm. So I'm originally from Springfield, and she's from Branson. And we're both theater kids, right? That was our thing. And we had met at a theater conference back in 2018, slightly, just like kind of bumped into each other, never said a thing to each other, but we found each other on social media, and then, I guess, through fate, you know, if people want to call it fate or whatever, but, you know, met each other in class one day, hit it off, started dating after about a month and a half, you know, actually officially dating, and then I proposed a year later. And then we got married a year after that.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, it happened quickly, but everything just fell into place at the right time. And a lot of people, I know a lot of my friends were like, whoa, that happened really fast, you know. But, you know, when you're in that kind of relationship, it's like everything was perfect.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The timing was perfect.
When you know, you know. But and kind of speaking of fate or whatever you want to call it, journalism or broadcasting in general kind of wasn't your initial calling, correct?
Yeah. So when I was, like I said, in high school, I was a theater kid. Uh-huh. So I thought I was going to be an actor. I thought I was going to have my face on movies or go to Broadway one day, or even teach it,
mm-hmm.
Which is actually what my wife does. She teaches theater now.
Awesome.
So I still get to live that, you know, but even, you know, I was in community theater in Springfield. I've been looking around here to get involved in theater places here as well. So it's still a part of my life, but it's not necessarily what I'm doing with my life. I would say, journalism, it wasn't really there until about, again, a year ago. I got hired at a news station in Springfield because I hated my retail job. You know, I just, I couldn't do it. And I'm a people person and I was great at it, you know, and I think you can be great at something, but that doesn't mean that you like it
mm-hmm.
either. And I needed something that I was going to be proud of that allowed me to be the creative mind that I wanted to be the extrovert, to be kind of that, it's going to sound a little egotistical, but center of attention, you know, because that's where I thrive. I
mm-hmm.
thrive at kind of being in the spotlight, and that's just kind of the person I am, because I like to use that to make other people's days better.
Yeah.
And that's kind of always been a huge factor of mine. I've never met a stranger. I've never been one of these people who wants all the attention so he can just have it. It's been, I want the attention so that way I can show, you know, put a smile on other people's faces and everything. So I want to use that for good. So, you know, moved on to working in news because I was looking for something to be more creative, to find that outlet. There wasn't really any theater jobs in Springfield. And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to be in media. It's something that I've always done as a hobby. Creative writing is always something I've done as a hobby. And I can always remember as a little kid waking up every morning, my mom flipping on the news and seeing the same anchor every morning. Like, that person's a part of my morning. I want to be that for someone else. You know, I want to be that for a little kid. And so got the job at the news station in Springfield. 7 months later, my wife got a call from Lamar High School saying, "You have a job here." And we were like, "Well, that's an hour and a half. We got to figure this out." Did not realize, because the station in Springfield also kind of, the signal comes all the way out here. So I didn't realize that all the way out here had its own station and was looking for it. And I was like, thank goodness. But I was in operations back in Springfield. I wasn't a journalist at the time.
Okay.
And when we made that change, I decided, you know, it's my time to do what I know that I can be good at and what I feel like in this moment I'm called, you know, to do. You know, this is what I want to do with my life. And applied to be a journalist and got the position. So here I am. And that's it's awesome. Been pretty awesome, you know, just being able to, all my life, people have kind of taken chances on me and like, you know, we think you have it. And we're going to take a chance on you. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to prove them right and everything. Thank goodness.
we're still keeping you around.
Yeah, but absolutely. So it's been pretty great out here. The atmosphere is amazing. I've learned so much so fast. And that's another thing. You know, once you learn something and you do it repeatedly, a lot of people get bored with it. I've not had that whatsoever. You know, I come into work enjoying every single day.
Well, and I find it interesting too. I think it's a unique perspective talking about the creativity that's involved with the journalism. Because obviously, you know, some of the information is very, you know, plain Jane, you know, but you have to, and not saying twist it by any means, but just make it to where it's digestible, especially, you know, whether it's a heavy story or something, you know, going on with, you know, city policies or whatever you're covering.
Yeah.
I do think it's a unique skill that journalists have to kind of be able to make that understandable and maybe like kind of comforting, I guess, which definitely kind of translates from that theatrical background.
Absolutely.
So outside of kind of KOM, do you like to do creative? What kind of your hobbies, like,
so,
outside of work?
My biggest hobby outside of work is golf. You will find me on the golf course, you know, and that's fair. That is absolutely 100% fair. I'm a huge golf guy.
Okay.
That's an outlet for me, really, when I'm really just trying to get away from things. And I mean everything. When I'm trying to get away from home, work, whatever is bothering me, I'm out on the golf course, and that's the only thing I'm thinking about, right? I'm not good at it by any means, but it's still, you know, when I'm not here doing this, like, that's where I'm having my fun and everything. Yeah. And it's a great time to also, if I want to have friends out there and everything. I like playing by myself. It also is fun to play with other people and everything too, but golf is my main thing. Golf and fishing. I'm a huge fishing guy.
Yeah.
But those are two things that I kind of grew up doing and have never really left either.
Yeah.
I do my own video editing in the meantime. Still trying to work on my TikTok base as well. So I'm a huge, one of the things that I've actually been recently looking at is getting back into dance, because I was a huge dancer in college as well.
Gotcha.
It was just one of the things where I picked it up and actually studied a lot of classes and everything. Mm-hmm. So wanted to get back into that. I taught classes back in Springfield as well, too. I've gained a little bit of weight since then, so I might have to, you know, shrink a little bit before I start teaching again. But that, again, was something that was always been in my life.
Yeah.
And that's also been a creative outlet for me as well.
And forgive me, I'm not very well-versed in dance stuff. So, like, is it a specific genre that you focus, or couples?
Yeah.
Or?
So most people know it as hip-hop dance. So that's what most people know it as. And when you first look at me, like, you're like, there's no way. but I promise. I remember watching dance movies growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
And that's really what got me into it. And then I started learning different forms and what they're called. Like in hip hop dance, there's obviously break dancing. You see the guy spinning on their heads.
Yeah.
or doing crazy windmill stuff. But even more than that, you know, I not only trained in hip hop, but I've been trained in ballet and contemporary. So all of this is stuff that I know the basic fundamentals on. I'm obviously better at some than I am at others.
Yeah.
And because a lot of the times these certain types of dance, they require continuous training.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's others where, you know, if you can feel the rhythm and you feel the beat, you can pick it back up really quickly. So, but again, I've been out of it for probably a year now, like legitimately out of it, not really being able to work on it for about a year. But it's something I'm picking back up on, especially with my wife teaching theater now. She's going to need a choreographer for her musicals and whatnot.
There you go.
So yeah, that's going to be it's going to be an interesting time as well, for sure.
And that's almost one of those things. I could totally wait. I'm a terrible golfer. I do like golf. But, like, it's like the movement. I mean, they talk about golf, like how important, you know, your swing is and, like, the mm-hmm. movement stuff. But I feel like almost some of that stuff is translatable,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I think you hear about football players and athletes doing ballet all the time to train their core strength. Or just different aspects of their game or how they play it. And it's absolutely true. You know, when I was dancing, I was in the best shape of my life. You know, I had built up a lot of core muscle, you know, and that it's just so good for you.
it's
aerobic and anaerobic exercise all wrapped up into one. It promotes you a healthier lifestyle. So you're drinking water constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely something I'd love to get back into, just because when I was doing it, I was in tip top shape for sure.
And you have some of the most active hobbies.
Yes.
It's difficult when it's a million degrees outside.
It is.
Outside of, kind of your more active things, are you, what's kind of your favorite movies, or you a book guy? Or?
Yeah, I'm definitely a movie guy. Obviously, I'm a huge franchise guy. I love the Star Wars franchise.
Yep,
you know, grew up watching that. Star Trek is one of them. My dad and I were huge Trekkies.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
All the way back. Yeah.
All the way back. The original series. I haven't watched a lot of the newer stuff yet.
Yeah.
I want to. My dad is telling me that it's really good. So I'd love to watch some of the newer stuff that's come out. But my dad, I think he still can. He can quote the original Wrath of Khan movie word for word.
Oh my god.
So like that's, and we're huge nerds, on top of everything. So yeah, grew up watching those. My favorite movie of all time. I've got two. I've got an animated one and a real life one. And the real life one actually recently changed. My real life one is Inception, the Christopher Nolan movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Love Inception. And my animated one, it's an old DreamWorks movie from like 2002. It's called Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. I don't know if you remember it, but it's the horse movie. Even as adult, every time I watch it, I cry. I just horses are my favorite animal too.
Yeah.
So like, it was a great movie back then, and it's still a great movie now. So
when my girlfriend hears this episode, if she's listening, she is obsessed with Spirit. Loves that movie from her childhood. So she'll be so happy to hear that. And also too, I mean, Christopher Nolan, The Prestige. I don't know if you've seen that. That's one of my favorite movies.
Okay, right on.
And I definitely. It's interesting that they're very kind of complete ends of the spectrum, which I think is good to have kind of two distinctions.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's such a, Inception's like so heavy,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, beautiful movie. And then Spirit, I guess Spirit kind of gets a little
it does.
Emotional.
It does, I mean, for sure. And it takes you for a whirlwind there, you know, he has, you know, this girl horse that he falls in love with and like he thinks that she dies and then comes and turns around and he gets taken away. And, you know, and as a kid, I'm like, oh my God, all this stuff's happening to him. And then everything ends perfectly. And it's like, oh yeah, that's so great feeling. But yeah, no. And I love Inception too, because it's, and Christopher Nolan is good at this, just kind of leaving you on the edge, you know, right there at the end, just leaving you on the edge. And he's an amazing director, Quentin Tarantino, is another one of my directors mm-hmm. that I really enjoy. Jordan Peele, the movies that he's made. I love yeah. his movies as well. So those are, right now, those are probably my top three guys that I love watching. Can't wait for the next Jordan Peele movie, whatever he decides to do. Nope was actually the first one I watched, and it made me okay. go back and watch the other ones.
Kind of so, go reverse order.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, those are definitely ones that I didn't expect to be so good.
Yes.
And yeah, I've really enjoyed.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we're so excited to have you on.
Yeah.
I mean, and because how long have you been at KOM now?
Since mid-May. So, okay. So
you've been here for a little bit.
A few months now.
Yeah.
So
what, you know, you kind of are from this area, you know, Springfield. Yeah. It's just hop and a skip.
Yeah.
What kind of excited you to be part of KOM and be kind of along with the history of yeah. it and everything like that?
I think for me it was just cool because it was a fresh start, mm-hmm. you know, moving out here, starting a brand new job, both fresh start for me and my wife. And it's been awesome, you know, and I think I tell this to people everywhere I go. What I've noticed in this area, in the Four States area in particular, you can still call this area the Ozarks as well.
Yeah,
too.
Definitely.
But what I've noticed out here, west a little bit, is there's just more sense of community, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And everywhere I go, I'm met with smiles and greetings and like, how are you? I want to learn about you. And that's such a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, growing up in Springfield as a kid, you think it's that way because you're a kid and everyone, you know, you often have your friends surrounding you. But then you become an adult. And in that area, while I still call it home, it's very like dog eat dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people avoid each other more there, I feel yeah. like. And that it also just can come with just moving to a new area. When you move to a new area, you're seeing it with fresh eyes. So you're maybe, you know, you're still taking everything in. So everything's yeah. new and
it's
everything's
new, yeah. exciting.
Yeah. So, but again, because it's just a lot of smaller towns out here, again, I think it's just more of a sense of community. Everyone has your back, you know. I can't wait for 5 years from now when I'm able to like call my neighbor and be like, hey, this thing doesn't work. Can you come help me with it? Because I know you have experience in it, you
yeah.
know. It's not really something you can do in Springfield very often. So
that's
yeah.
awesome. And I mean, like I said, we're excited to have you. We see you on the Facebook Lives
yeah.
and we think it's awesome kind of how you've already taken that initiative to connect with the community in kind of an interactive sort of way that yeah. you don't normally get. Well, used to, now more so you're getting very interactive with news is becoming kind of this community sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, well, for people who are just listening and new to you and your, what you're putting out there, where can they follow you
yeah.
and find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. They can just follow my KOAM page, Facebook page, Anthony Saviello at KOAM News Now. You can follow me there. My Instagram is anthony.saviello. I don't post on there very often, but I try and do when something significant happens, I definitely try and post on there. And then, like I said, my TikTok, trying to grow my following there.
There you go.
It's A Savvy Guy. So,
oh, there you go.
Kind of a play on my last name there, but A Savvy Guy is where they can find me there. And I'm trying to up my following on that a little bit.
Sounds good.
TikTok dances. Absolutely.
Get all those dances on there, get brushed up with the golf skills, everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, go give him a follow, go check out his page, and thank you again for joining us. And we will catch you guys in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to KOAM Presents. For the latest content and local news, weather, and sports, please go to KOAMnewsnow.com.